Utah sees an average of 4 avalanche deaths a year, but this winter bucked the odds, even with so much snow. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
It was the state's first snow season in 26 years that no one died in an avalanche. Craig Gordon is a forecaster with the Forest Service's Utah Avalanche Center. He calls the fatality-free year an amazing accomplishment for the center and the backcountry community.
Particularly when you look at the numbers in terms of backcountry growth. I mean, the backcountry is getting loved to death.
Gordon says technology is making a difference. It's easier and faster now to get out the word to skiers, boarders, and snowmobilers about staying safe and avoiding hazards like avalanche-prone slopes.
Now with apps, with the internet, with Instagram and Twitter feeds, we've got a well-connected, dialed-in backcountry community.
The Wasatch Mountains have also had a big snow year. Ski Utah says all 4 of the Cottonwood Canyon resorts have received more than their usual 500 inches this year. Gordon says the timing of the storms also helped keep the backcountry snowpack stable, especially after late January. But there's no way to know how next season will play out.
Every winter is different, you know, and we may never see a deep, stable snowpack like this for another couple of decades.
The Utah Avalanche Center ended its daily forecasts on Sunday. Its webpage will now post weekly advisories, along with updates after significant storms. And Gordon says backcountry users have until next season to brush up on their skills. Judy Fays, KUER News.